Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vincent the Bay.
Vincent the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one-y.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Gay or what? Check.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Gay or what?
Vince in the Bay.
Check two. Hey. Check. Hey, it's Vince in the Bay, back for another edition of Disorderly Conduct. It's Thursday, May 9th, 2013. I'm Vince, and I'll be your audio erotic host for the next 2 hours. It's open lines tonight. Feel free to chime in tonight with whatever is on your mind. Tonight, I'm also expecting a couple of first-time callers to the show. One who I can't even pronounce. Whoa. Sorry, guys. I just got a tweet from Assert MacFags. She says, I hope Vincent the Bay says biatches like he does in the opening soundbite tonight. Ooh, that would make my pussy tingle. Okay, Assert. I'll say biatches over and over for you, if you like. Good times. Focus. What are we doing here? Oh, yeah. All right. Twitter, Mordant. I don't even know how to say your screen name. It's Kajira? Kajira. I don't know. Isn't a 6 supposed to be a G? elite hacksaw speak? I don't even know. I have no idea. But she, her screen name right now is Mordant. So, I'll just call her Mordant. But she introduced me to an amazing new song that I'm going to play in a little bit. And she's going to call in, hopefully, at some point, and she's going to call in at some point and visit with us and hopefully recreate the song herself with her own voice. It's an amazing song. It's called Something P.O. I don't even know the name of it. It's just awesome. Let me see if I can find it here. Yeah, Pulcino Peel with a track called El Politico Polito Peel. El Polito Peel. I don't know, maybe she'll call in and correct my pronunciation as well. Mordant. I don't even know, what does Mordant mean? I'm lost. I was told I was a potato on the internet before I got on the show here. Yeah, I'm a potato because I didn't know what op nom was. Excuse me for not knowing what the fuck op nom is. Apparently, it stands for niggers against muism, as in Melissa 13. Her muism. I don't even know what muism is. But I'm a potato because I don't follow hashtags. I just don't do anything right. It's okay. I'm okay with this. I can live with this. Apparently has a lot to do with, it has something to do with juice. I don't know. And of course it was, who was it? It was Shadowfly calling me, a potato. Great. I appreciate that. And so I think, I don't know, I think I have an idea of what this is in reference to. As you know, the PayPal 14, the group of people arrested in 2011 for launching a DDoS attack against the online payment company PayPal in retribution for canceling the account that was raising money for WikiLeaks, Julian Assange. They're going to be back in court Monday, this coming Monday, here in San Francisco. This time it is a continuation of the settlement conference that took place back in February. That appearance, according to one of the defendants, Josh Covelli, was, quote, an all-day settlement conference with the government, unquote. The defendants were told they would be going in one at a time to talk to a non-biased judge who will weigh out whether the government or the defendants have a strong case. As to the outcome of that hearing, Covelli told the Daily Dot, quote, I can't talk about what happened at the conference. It's completely sealed. Okay. As for the upcoming hearing, which is due to take place on Monday, May 13th at 9:30 a.m., Covelli told us, I can't tell you much, but I can say that the people who orchestrated court support are doing an amazing job. Last time, Anonymous planned a public rally in support of the PayPal 14 at the U.S. District Courthouse in Sacramento. Covelli said one guy showed up outside with a huge flag, and that was really cool. Lots of internets to that guy. This get-together is, quote, to support the heroes who allegedly dared to act against the gross media censorship by eBay's subsidiary PayPal after terminating its donation processing service for WikiLeaks when national states began targeting them when nation states began targeting them for revealing internet war crimes and crimes against humanity from the Bush era of the, quote, war on terror. The organizers are encouraging attendees on Monday to bring Guy Fawkes masks and signs. Oh, and the most important thing, says Covelli, if you're coming to support, bring juice. We have the thirst of champions. Okay, so Shadowfly, a.k.a. Josh Covelli, was quoted in this article as saying, if you are coming to support, bring juice, because we have the thirst of champions. Now, apparently, Melissa 13 is trying to monopolize all the juice, I guess, in the Bay Area in an effort to rob these poor kids of what will satisfy their thirst, which is juice. It doesn't say what type of juice. It just says juice. Now, I'm wondering if this is an internet code for if you're coming to support, bring juice. Because juice kind of sounds like Jews. I think, see, I'm reading into this, and I'm picking up the subliminal messages. They don't want me to bring juice. They want me to bring a Jew. See? Everybody needs a good luck Jew. So I'm going to bring a Jew with me in support of these champions who are thirsty. Okay. 347-826-7667 is the number. Don't be shy. You can call in and we can talk. If you have something to say about NOM or Operation NOM, which is Niggas Against the Muttism, we can. If you're welcome to call in and opine about that. Also, I'm going to be asking callers to call in and insult me on air with this new website that's all the rage on Twitter. It's called insultgenerator.org. And if you go to insultgenerator.org, you'll find the Insult Project. And this is where you can get one-liners to insult people on the internet. It's great for Twitter. Here's one, for example. What the ass-raping fuck? I can't believe how much of a sex-fearing flamer you are. Yeah, some of these are hit and miss. Here's another one. I would suck you in the ass if I wanted to catch hepatitis. Okay. I'd rather masturbate with a 12-gauge to the gay porn than spend one more minute with you. The gay porn. Yeah, I'd rather masturbate with a 12-gauge to the gay porn than spend one more minute with you. Watch out for the gay porn. You are one revolting fuckass. It would be wonderful if you shut your cock-mauling noise hole, you bucket of yuck. See, this is how we're gonna amuse ourselves tonight, kids. This is it. Just go to the Insult Project, insultgenerator.org, and hook it up. And I'm also expecting a call from the lovely Becalina tonight as well. So this should be fun. Don't be shy though. You can join the conversation 347-826-7667. I have a couple callers lined up. I'm going to go to the phones in a second after I screen these calls. And in the meantime, I'm going to play the song that I've had on loop nonstop. And my slideshow tonight has still images from the video on the internet. It's fucking awesome. Such a great song. Okay, here it is. I'll be right back.
Tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
For the nigga who be talking loud and holding his dick, talking shit, he better lay low. For the bitch that said I got some shit up out of my dick, now she's sick, she better lay low. For the niggas who be claiming my hood and really ain't for my gang, lay low. I hope he don't be thinking I'm just talking and I won't do a thing. Really hope so.
Aw, yeah. It's Vince back up in this, taking your calls, looking forward to a couple of lady friends calling in a little bit later. But it's open lines tonight. Call in and use this platform to express anything and everything that you could possibly imagine. It's pretty much anything goes. And my first caller tonight is Priest. Priest, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Vince.
Yeah, I appreciate the call. So what's on your mind tonight?
Well, you know how it works when basically you're a little bitch, you know, somebody who doesn't really have anything, you know, to actually bring to the table. The first thing you do is you look for somebody you can take advantage of, right? And so we have a user on Twitter who's part of this, you know, whatever this Russell League group is. I mean,
never heard of him.
It seemed like they kind of seemed like they were, you know, something big, but, you know, it's the whole Jimmy's wrestling thing. But they just kind of, they fail completely. you know, not only just in attitude, but just in skills. I mean, they have no skills. So, but the thing is, so you have this guy, Danny, whose Twitter handle is at Dantalion.
Yeah, I'm familiar with Danny. Danny's a regular caller
yeah.
here. Yeah.
Yeah, he's a complete douchebag. Okay. So you've got Danny, whatever his issues or problems are, I don't know. But he was given a password to a Twitter account by Manon, which, you know, I think we can all agree is not a smart move. But at the same time, I'm not a fan of victim blaming, right? You know, it's not somebody's fault necessarily when they're taken advantage of. You need to blame the actual person who took advantage of that person. So, you know, he offered to help this Anon install an application in his Twitter account. And instead of actually helping, obviously, he stole his account, you know, pirated it, basically, you know, took it over. I mean, no big deal, except for the fact it was a big deal, because it was a huge deal to this Anon. This particular Anon, it was a huge deal, and he made it very clear. Like, I'm talking huge deal as in it gave him tremendous anxiety. He was worried about being doxxed, you know, where all his information would be put out there, where his wife would be, you know, targeted, and he was just really, really worried that his information was going to be compromised to the point where he actually had panic attacks, and he does have heart problems. So he went to the emergency room. His wife drove him to the emergency room. In the meantime, he's begging, and I've seen the emails and the tweets, he's begging Dantalion, please give me back my account. And the response from Dantalion was, LOL, nope. I mean, that's the kind of person we're dealing with here. Somebody who just has so little respect.
You know
for
what?
Somebody else's well-being.
We already heard this. We actually heard this story a couple nights ago from Danny himself.
Okay.
Yeah, he told us about it. And
I mean, I guess from his perspective, it was all funny. It was like, it was probably a lot funnier, right?
Oh yeah, it was comedy, pure comedy.
Right,
but you have to admit that this Anon is not the brightest light in the fucking, the brightest bulb in the fucking room. Okay.
All right. First, okay, let's go there. Right. We talk a lot about, you know, rape victims, and I'm not saying this was a rape. You know, I'm not trying to correlate the two, but we talk a lot about victim blaming. And what that means, or, you know, and I think it's pretty clear from the definition, is it means that the person being victimized is not responsible for the actual crime. It's the person that does it. Now, the person being victimized, they may make it easier. They may make mistakes. But the point is,
it's not a crime.
It's not a crime
to steal somebody's Twitter account. It's not a crime, at least not yet.
Well, I'm not saying it's a crime. I'm saying it was definitely a violation of trust. For sure.
Oh, for sure. But did this guy not know that Danny is like one of the biggest fucking trolls on the internet?
No, he had no idea. He thought he was another. He thought he was another Anon brother helping him out. That's the thing. That's what I'm saying is, You know, Danny's a dick. I mean, that's what it comes down to. He's a freaking, you know, piece of shit asshole. But my point is, you don't blame the victim. You blame the troll. And the fact that we're sitting here and you're saying, oh, does he not know that Danny's the biggest troll on the internet? Blah, blah. It's like you're saying that that's okay. We all know Danny's the biggest troll on the internet,
I'm not
just
saying
get a pass.
Oh, dude, I'm not saying
that's
okay.
Well, it sounds like you're saying he gets a pass, right, because he's just a big dick.
You know what, dude? I've never gotten my password stolen from me, but I've had taken a lot of fucking shit in the three and a half, 4 years I've been doing the show on the internet, all right?
I'm sure you have, dude.
I've been pranked a million times. I've been doxxed 100 times over. I've been text bombed, fucking pizza bomb, Chinese food bomb, swatted, you name it, dude. I've fucking been through the ringer, man. And
you know what?
I have all the empathy in the world for this kid. But hey, you live and learn.
Vince,
you live and learn. Hopefully,
Vince,
he's changed all the passwords.
But here's the thing: some people can deal with it, right? You can. You have that internal fortitude. You have that strength. I could too. If it would have happened to me, I'd be like, "Fuck you," you know. I've created. I mean, I got suspended 5 or 6 times in 2 or 3 days. If I was doxxed, it wouldn't be the end of the world. I mean, it's just a thing. But the thing is, there are some people that they're not able to handle that. They have those buttons. And when somebody comes to you and says, please, I'm begging you, I can't sleep, I can't eat, I'm having, panic attacks,
hey,
I'm going to go to the hospital.
Hey, you know what? If it were me, well, first of all, I wouldn't have tried to dupe the kid in the first place. But, I think the sensible thing at that point when the guy is, like, begging you is, okay, sure,
right,
screen cap all that shit and then give him his account back. I mean, why not? You know, it seems like he's been tortured
enough. Exactly. Right. That's when you get to the point where it goes beyond, like, it's going beyond lulls and, goofiness.
It's just Twitter
and
account.
It's going to the point. It's stupid. But to this person, I mean, you're actually starting to cause, like, real damage. I mean, the whole thing's to you, to me, I mean, to Danny, obviously, it's meaningless. But to this individual, it was like something, I mean, it was like a major thing. I mean, he was, like, really, really losing his shit. I mean, to the point where, like I said, his wife was driving.
Hello? Oh, we lost Priest. Priest cut out. Priest, if you hear me, call back in. We lost you. I don't know what happened. He got disconnected. I think Danny's here, though. I was going to bring Danny on with Priest, but he's gone. Danny, are you there? Wait, wrong number. Let's see if this is. Danny, is that you?
Yeah, what's up, man?
Hey, I just lost Priest, but you heard what he said. What
yeah. This? I don't know. I'm laughing my ass off, bro. This is hilarious, dude. This is, like, the funniest shit. That whole rant, like, was the funniest shit I've heard on your show in a long time. And it's even funnier because on Twitter, him and his friends are like, we're owning Dan Talion on Vince the Bay right now. He's getting owned right now. Like, oh, dude, it's hilarious, man.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I tweeted with you the other day. Apparently, when you block somebody, that means you win now on the internet, right? On Twitter?
Yeah, yeah. Like, actually blocking someone and protecting your account. Blocking someone and that's now considered pwning or owning, yeah.
Oh, wow.
If you protect your account or if you block someone.
God, I got to keep up on these trends, man.
Oh, dude. So this dude, like, legit almost died because of Twitter.
It should never come to that. It should never come to that. Come on. It's a Twitter account. It's an anon one, too, so it's like a throwaway thing anyway.
I know, right? It's like, oh, my God, dude. Like, he got the account back, dude. I mean, like...
You gave it back to him? Oh, that's good.
No, I didn't. Fuck no, I didn't give it back to him.
Oh,
he filed a support
Twitter
ticket. No, he got a support ticket. MacBag said dying over Twitter is so Breitbart.
You heard what I said. I honestly would have gave it back to him. I think that was, like, seriously, dude. At the point where the kid's begging you to give it back, why don't you just screen cap that shit and then give it back?
Okay, listen, he was not begging me, okay? He might have been begging other people to help him, but, like, we were talking. He was like, we were making out a deal. I was like, okay, well, here's a deal I'll offer you. I'll tell you what I say. You know, give me the password to the new sock that you made, and then I'll give you the password to your old account. And he's like, no, I'm not doing that. You're just going to jack my account again. I'm like, well, no shit, dude. You're not in a position to make deals. Like, that's the only deal I'm going to make you.
That's like, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. He should not even be talking.
Well, he actually said that. One of his replies was,
I'd just be like, you know, fuck this guy. He can have that account. You know, whatever. That was just stupid.
Legit freaked out. I don't know. He wasn't freaking out to me over DM, though. Like, he wasn't saying all this shit. He wasn't telling me he was having panic attacks and shit. And to be honest, if he had told me he had panic attacks over it, I would have fucking still not given it to him.
I know. You would just would you more.
Death by Twitter, yo.
Ugh.
Don't get hurt by a computer. Computer's a vengeful thing.
This technology, it's seriously, it's going to be the...
Oh, speaking of methadona, he had a message for you. He's not around right now, but he said he watched the Phantom Donut, and it was good.
Yeah, it's so much better when you see it projected on 16mm, though. It's just that little YouTube video, I uploaded that like 8 years ago. It's got terrible resolution, but you get the idea.
I have no idea what it is.
It's just a goofy little short that I made in film school, and it played like a couple festivals and stuff. It was nothing, but I was, you know, I was talking about the other night because I know you're a film aficionado.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I went to film school, and I was really lucky to get my hands on film and, you know, cut this film on a flatbed. And
how did that work out for you, by the way, film school?
It worked out great. I got this gig. Film school, you know what? Looking back,
it's a very narrow field.
Looking back, knowing what I know now, I wouldn't have gone to film school. I would have just made a film. You spend just as much money, and you'll get more, twice the amount of knowledge out of it. But I didn't know any better at the time. But I was lucky. I got an internship at a nonprofit film rental place, and got to cut this all on a flatbed over a course of a couple of days. Got a negative, everything. I've screened it a few times. I have two prints. One is floating around in festival land somewhere. I have no idea. I never got it back, but I have one print with me that I... You know, you got to carry that around like a calling card.
Yeah.
Oh, you want to see my film? I have it right here. Nice. Just pull it out of your backpack. But yeah, man. Yeah, no, I kind of got away from the idea of being a filmmaker. Yeah, you're right.
You should get back into it, dude.
Yeah. No doubt.
You should hook up with Mike Stranahan.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen. I need some, you know, I'd love to do a dramatic film, though. I think that'd be fun. I know tons of people tons of cinematographers and technicians and stuff. If I had a good script.
Yeah, you need a good screenplay,
yeah.
Man.
What about you, man? Do you write anything? You seem like a
pretty
good guy.
Yeah, I write.
Guy.
I write. I'm actually about to start writing again over the summer. I have a project lined up that I'm planning on getting done by August.
That's what's up. Damn, we got
to... Maybe we could make it into a movie.
Yeah, dude. Let me know. You need a boom operator.
We'll have to get we can bite off Requiem for a Dream. I know how to make a snore cam. You know what that is? Is the camera on the harness that gives you that trippy second-person view, I want to say. It's like a second-person view. It's not third-person because it's not over the shoulder, and it's not first-person because it's not point of view, but it's like second-person. It's like on a harness to their chest, and it's just looking at their face.
There's still in the background's moving around them. Yeah,
you can make
that.
One of those really easy. Yeah. Ghetto rig it.
Hell yeah. I've done that kind of shit. You can go even more styly and get like lipstick cameras and I have friends who've made films. They went out of their way to make a film on the small little security camera, like they use for CCTV.
Oh, yeah.
That was a trip. shooting a film with that. I mean, he was shooting on top of his on the top of his house at night with no light, and you know, it didn't even matter. It was kind of it was an interesting perspective. Very artsy. But I digress. We got callers to get to. Let's bring on Hammurabi's Code. What's up, Hammurabi?
Well, nothing now that Priest is gone because he ran out of free Skype minutes. God damn it, Vince.
No. Priest, I think Priest might be back.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Oh, please, put him on. I would love to discuss.
Oh, Lord.
All the beautiful secrets of QWERTY 6. Obey. QWERTY
6 for life.
I don't know what you guys are talking about, man.
That was the guy's password.
All your drama over here to my show. I'm just trying to do an honest, open line broadcast. And you
That's
guys bring
what
your
we're here for your open line broadcast.
All right, fine. I feel like Pontius. I don't even feel like a radio host. I feel like Pontius Pilate up here. Like every night, somebody's being sacrificed to the gods, and I'm just here to curate it. Anyway.
So you said Priest called back in?
Yeah, Priest is here. I'm going to put him on. Welcome back, Priest.
Oh,
are you there?
God.
Hey.
Priest. Hi, this is Priest. Going? What's going on, guys? Listen, you guys need to stop being so mean.
Both these
seriously.
Assholes.
No, this is Priest, and I want you guys to stop bullying the dogs, all right? I want you guys to...
was that a recording or... that sounded bad. I hope I don't
remember. You need to stop impersonating me, whoever you are, seriously. I don't appreciate being impersonated on the internet. All right, that's illegal, and I'm going to do something about it.
I'm going to file a terms of service report to get my likeness back from Dandelion.
So
he's in the Wrestle League, and he's a total asshole.
I guess what you're talking about, right, Vince? I mean, you know, you got complete douchebags like this. You know, you got to like play a referee all the time.
Who in the fuck gives away a password, then starts bitching about it from their sock account about my grandpa is the victim of a fucking car crash? Okay, that's great. Your 90-year-old grandpa died in a car crash. Danny's gonna feel sorry and hand over your Twitter back. Through your fucking socks.
No, here's the thing.
Old people shouldn't be driving anyway, dude. Seriously, old people need to get off the road anyway. This is Grandpa's fault.
Yeah, that's Grandpa's fault.
God.
Number two, though, whining about anxiety is about the most beta fucking thing you could possibly do. It doesn't matter if you're an Anon or some skinny, wheezy, asthmatic faggot in elementary school. If you're going to start... going on about, you know, you're giving me anxiety attacks, how can you not expect to get it? Seriously.
When I get stressed out, I go lift, dude. When I'm stressed and have anxiety, I go lift. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, we're going to bring out another caller, somebody that wants to chime in and say hi. NYC, he goes by NYC, lowercase. What's up, NYC?
You guys always fucking arguing. Danny, where's your handler at?
I don't know, man. I've been trying to get in touch with him all day, and he's just leaving me off the leash, man. I get nervous when that happens, dude.
I thought I saw him running around Geist area before. I was trying to hit up Geist. I know this motherfucker's sleeping right now.
Do you get anxiety attacks when you can't reach him?
Absolutely, dude. Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, it makes me nervous, dude. How would you feel if you had a freaking handler and you didn't know where he was at? You don't know what he's up to. You can't. Those guys are sneaky.
I'd be really
man.
Fucking nervous, man. Like, what am I going to do? I mean,
I'd be really fucking
this
nervous.
This is the guy that tells me. This is the guy that fucking tells me what to do. Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
oh, God.
Priest, are you also friends
nobody
with
no
Agent
give
47?
You no break. Police no give you no break.
As I finish this clip real quick, thank you, Vince, for letting me chime in real quick. These motherfuckers don't stop.
Yeah,
no doubt.
This is the
no
worst.
Doubt. Thanks.
Seriously, yeah. This is absolutely the worst thing you could ever call into.
Huh?
I need your advice on how to run one of these successful shows.
Oh my god, dude, if you get a show, dude, that would be the best thing ever. You should so run a show.
I can tell you how to run one right into the fucking ground.
I'm not going to run it. I'm going to do what Vince does. I'm just going to fucking shut up and let everybody else fight.
Oh, that'd be. I will call your show at the drop of a hat.
Boy, this is fucking
I don't even know who I'll fight with, but I'm sure somebody will pop out of the woodwork like our good friend.
I was thinking about splitting it up like Twitter fight, like for a half hour, then like 10 minutes mediating, and then end it off with like the final bout, you know?
I think the final bout should always be Jen Emick and Kelly Halsey.
Yeah, dude, I encourage that show. Take that shit away from me. I do not want that role.
I don't think Jen's
not coming.
Huh?
Jen's
not coming on the show.
It's too fucking hot today. And then you're going to have other people say, nah, it wasn't hot enough. It was too cold.
We'll do
Saturday
nights. We'll have Truth and 47 over.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
To have a translator. Maybe Danny will translate, maybe.
We have to get the Chinese ciphers and break them, dude.
I heard Truth
how you
like
even
a really hungry
that?
Lady today.
Dude, like, well, really, thank you again, really Vince. Really I gotta go launch this missile, so thank you again, Vince.
Yeah.
And, Danny, when you see your handle, tell him I said what up.
I will. I'll let him know. He's got some of that herb you wanted that he's going to drop at Byler.
I'm missing it.
Okay,
so, my God, this has turned into an absolute freaking cockfight / circle jerk. I was really looking forward to having some ladies call in tonight. I'm hoping that they're still going to come around. I hope I haven't scared off Becca, Lena, or anybody else. But we'll continue with the Sausage Fest here momentarily. I just want to say hello to everybody in the chat room. We got quite a few people congregating down in there. And among them, we have a non-X-Egg. I believe non-X-Egg is a fellow Warrior fan. Big ups to Anon XA. Plus One says, I'm not calling in, Vince. I'm too busy DMing with my tweetheart. Am I supposed to be jealous? Why are you telling me this? You're telling me everything. So you're just going to make me aware of everything you're not doing and why you're not doing it. I get it. That's what I don't understand, is that people make you aware of a negative. Hey, Vince, I just wanted to let you know I will not be coming over, taking a shit in a bowl and serving it to you with a spoon tonight. I will not be doing that. Dear Vince, I will not be igniting a thermonuclear war tonight. Just thought I'd let you know that. Okay. All right, back to the chat room. Agent Dark Apple. Welcome, Agent Dark Apple. Assert MacFags in the house. Assert, what up? How come you haven't called in yet, Assert? I want to say biatches to you live on the air. Is that making your naughty parts tingle? Call in, MacFags. All right, who else do we have in here? Bio Colvin. Becalina, who I hope is still going to call in tonight. I hope she's not passed out drunk. Catty Idiot, Clown Face Killa, Danny Dantalian, Fur Mill. Fur Mill is another person I'm hoping will call in tonight. Hammurabi's Code, Josh33, Klein, Ladies, Or? Ladies something or other. I don't know. Ladies. More ladies. More ladies. Like Melissa 13. And Norwack. And Knickknack. Paddywhack. Give a dog a bone. Octopus 5. Porno Puppy. Perv Pinata. Plus One. Sicko. Spyco, the real Beckus 43. What up, real Beckus 43? Good to have you here, sister. X you out in the house and your anus news. Oh, hey, there's Nigger Christ, too. Good times, everybody. Good times. If you want to join this cavalcade of mediocrity, there's still time. In fact, there's an hour and 15 minutes left. We're not even done with the first hour. It's already a fucking train wreck. Let me bring on Nigger Christ now. Nigger Christ, what are your thoughts?
I was Gucci, man.
Dude, I don't know. The other night Danny was telling us about how he hacked some random Anon's Twitter account. And, now there's one of his buddies, Priest, called in tonight to defend him. And I've just been listening to this nonsense back and forth. And of course, Hammurabi is just chomping at the bit, so he's in on it, too. You know how it is.
Yeah, man, that Priest got something funny. I'm going to have to go watch this show recap later on and find out how that went down, because that sounds funny as fuck.
No, it was not actually that funny. No, it's not worth it. No, don't even bother. I'm waiting for some ladies to show up. I got some ladies on the way. Just hoping they're going to show up at some point tonight. Okay, 347-826-7667. All right, let's go back to the phone lines. Danny Dantalian.
Yes, hello.
All right, Danny's back. Hammurabi's back. And Priest is back. So,
Priest! Preach, nigga, preach!
What's up, baby?
God damn.
What up?
Do you guys
damn,
you are black as shit. I can't believe that.
Do what?
Nigga, Chris really is black. Damn!
Okay, whatever. Do you guys realize there was a freaking celebrity on your show just a few minutes ago and nobody even knew it?
Who was that?
Troy, not his real name. Freaking Troy, not his real name, was on your show, dude.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Now he's like, who the fuck is that?
I'm clueless. I don't know.
New fag.
Not my show.
Vince, you can't be a new fag because you were around when the shit went down, when he was on CNN and everything. You have to go. Just go Google Troy, not his real name, all right? And put CNN in there.
Priest. So did your buddy make it? Like, is he alive? Are we all good? Is Danny out
there? We're all good.
I don't think
we're all good. I just think, I think you guys are kind of dicks, that's all. I mean,
We never said we weren't dicks, dude. I never said I wasn't a dick.
League when all you had beef with was Danny. That's probably not like the brightest move. I'm not a part of it, so I can't really say, but I'm thinking that's like calling out a crew of like 40 or 50 people when you can't even fucking get past Skype 3 minutes. Not like the smartest move for you.
We've got a little over a half dozen official members. We've got about 50 underground members and 300 Chinese boys in a basement doing math right now. That's the entire Russell League roster.
Balls to you!
That's great for you. I couldn't give a shit. What are you going to do?
I would be more worried about the Asian kids doing math, to be honest.
Yeah.
What would they do?
You gotta watch out for.
What would they do?
Well, I don't know. Sometimes they freaking get together and start conspiring when the overseer's not there, and they come up with some crazy shit, man. Like, there was a big explosion.
They're not
going to
do anything. Keep an eye on
47.
I don't know, man. Those Asian kids,
they're
all mad,
shit.
Man. They're pretty tough,
they won't
man.
Do shit.
I don't know, man.
Right. It's probably all talk. These guys haven't done anything.
If you guys are sorority, you're a sorority, that's all. You're not even a fraternity. You're a sorority.
True. Do you even lift, bro? How much do you lift?
Okay, Danny, I looked up Troy, not his real name. Hang on a second. Give me a fucking break.
Okay,
I want to
hear this.
I just, I just Googled Troy, not his real name, seeing it. Yeah, that's it. I'm just going to have to mute all you fuckers.
No,
I'm
listening.
Won't let me fucking talk, okay? All right. Danny, I looked up Troy, not his real name on CNN and CNN, and it just gives me Troy Davis. You tell me Troy's not Troy Davis' real name?
Oh, my God. Just like freaking, oh, my God. Just freaking ask an NYC for it, and he will fill you in on who he is.
Yeah. Fine. I look forward to that. I think I have one of my lady callers on now. Let me see who this is. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air. Who's this? Hello? Fur Mill, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Awesome. This is like too much technology for me, so I'm trying to put up.
Technology overload. That's okay. We yeah. That's pretty much like par for the course on this show. It's just kind of sensory overload. I apologize for all that crazy nonsense with these guys earlier. It was just, they're out of hand.
Oh, it's okay. I was just struggling. I was trying to call, okay, because you asked me to sing that song.
Uh-huh.
So
yeah.
I was trying to call, and I was just struggling. I wasn't paying attention. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's okay. I already played the song.
So I know my English is kind of weird, but I'm the south side of the border. I'm a Mexican, remember. Just keep that in mind.
Oh, no worries. I mean, I grew up in San Jose. I grew up in San Jose, California. It's essentially northern Mexico.
Well, yeah, but, you know, I'm living in actual Mexico, which is different. So,
really?
I
but is it really that different?
It is different. Haven't you been to Mexico before?
Yeah, yeah.
It is completely different. It's just not, you know, I was in Cali like 2 years ago, and it's so not Mexico. I know it's full of Mexicans, okay, but it's so not Mexico.
It feels like it. It feels
everything
like
is. No, it doesn't. It doesn't. Not when you actually get to experience the real thing, you know, the real Mexico. It's just not the same.
Yeah.
But oh well.
What part of Mexico?
So, I live in Sonora, which is it borders with Arizona.
Hmm.
I sleep up north. Yeah. So.
Sweet. I love that I have international callers. It's always an honor to have somebody from another country call in. It's kind of cool.
Is it?
Weird.
I feel real weird.
Why? Why should you feel weird?
I don't know. I don't know. I just feel weird. Just like, I don't know. My first time ever to call
it. Yeah,
with,
it's okay.
Know,
I'm gentle.
A
very
radio show. So, are we getting to the song?
I already played the song, but I can play it again. I fucking love it, dude. I play it like nonstop.
You did. I was distracted. I was struggling with connection and everything, so I actually didn't
get
to hear it.
Yeah, you kind of have a crappy Skype connection. I don't know what's going on with that. It cuts in and out a little bit, but...
I know. I'm sorry about that.
It's okay for a while, and then it just kind of like...
I know. I'm sorry. There's nothing I can do about it. I called it, you know, the internet provider, and
I
couldn't do anything about it.
I know. It's because you're in another country. I had the same problem with who was that? My last guest I had international was from Vienna. He was in the countryside of Vienna, Exiled Surfer, and his internet connection was terrible. But he's just like, dude, I'm on my iPhone. This is what we're stuck with, bro. I'm living in a farmhouse in the countryside of Vienna. Sorry, bro.
Well, it's different for me because I actually have problems, but it's just like, you know, the connection, like the actual wires, I don't know how to say it. Just they're trying to fix it, but, you know, it's going to take some time, you know, the Mexican way.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know what? I heard Google is trying to rewire the entire planet.
Oh, really?
Google Fiber. Yeah, they're trying to take it. They're slowly going city by city right now, testing it. But if that gets implemented, that could be pretty fucking awesome. Like it's only gonna get faster and faster. Pretty soon, you know, we'll be able to 3D print you into the studio here, and you can and a 3D printed image of you will sit here and talk to me on my lap. Yeah.
On your lap. Okay. Well, let's wait for that moment to come. So. I don't think it's going to happen in Mexico, you know. Carlos Slim is never letting that happen because it's his business, you know. So, but let's hope for the best, and let's hope for me to get my connection, you know, fixed as soon as possible. So are you going to play the song again?
Yeah, and then after I play it, you're gonna sing it a cappella for us, right? Or do you want to sing along to it?
No, I want to sing it a cappella.
Okay. All right. This is the song. It's by, how do you say it? It's Pollino Pio?
No. The song is called El Pollito Pio. El Pollito Pio.
El Pollito Pio.
And the singer is called Pollino Pio. Well,
that's what I meant. That's what I meant. The artist.
It's Italian, but it's Pollino, no? It's Pollino Pio.
Pollino Pio. Mm-hmm. All right, this is my new favorite song. It's playing nonstop on nonstop heavy rotation on Vince in the Bay Radio. Here it is. I'll be right back. Pollino Pio with El Pollito Pio.
Pollito.
Pollito Pio.
Pollito. Yeah, that's better.
Yeah. Pollito. Yeah.
Yeah, that's better.
That's better.
So, Pollito, yeah. Then Pollito. Yeah.
All right, so give us a little rendition of it. I just love the hook where it's with the goat, how the goat makes his sound. Can you make that sound?
The goat. Yeah, I guess. Can you? Okay, so I'm going to try to sing it.
I just asked you to sing like a goat.
What?
Isn't that kind of... Only on the internet. Never mind. Sorry.
Don't even say it. Yeah. Don't even say it. So I can sing like a part of it. Maybe when, you know, with the goat and the dog and, you know, the cat and everything. What do you think?
Yeah, sing a little bit for us. That song's awesome. I want to hear you sing it.
Okay. So... En la radio hay una cabra, en la radio hay una cabra, y la cabra me, el perro guau, el gato miau, la paloma, can't wait. El pavo glu glu glu, el gallo cocoroco, la gallina co, el pollito pío, el pollito pío, el pollito pío, el pollito pío. That's it. That's the dumbest thing I've ever done, so there you go.
That's awesome.
I sang it for you.
That was good enough. That was enough for me to sample. I can sample that and do a remix. That's tough. That was awesome. Very good. Great. You 1 point. 1 point for
oh,
you.
Thank you.
You get a point.
Oh, thank you. Awesome.
God, I'm so glad I have a lady on, especially an international sensation. Like, so what do you prefer to go as your name on Twitter, or just on the internet in general?
I change it all the time.
What do you want to go by tonight?
Well, you can call me by my real name if you want to.
Well, that's up to you. Well,
Fernanda.
Fernanda?
Yeah, that's it.
Like Fernando Valenzuela? Fernanda?
Exactly. You know, I don't know why people just get it all wrong when I say it. It's just like, oh... God, there's like Fernanda. Like
I can't really roll my R's.
Fernanda.
I can't roll my R's very well at all.
Yes, you can. Do it with me.
I can do that, but you know, you're right. It's just conditioning your mouth to do it. But I condition my mouth to do a lot of things.
You can call me either Fernanda. You can call me. More dance, or you can call me Khatira, you can call me Hermil, whatever, you know.
Can I call you anytime?
Whatever is easy for Yes, that's true. So, yeah.
All right, Fernanda. I'm so glad you're joining me here tonight. Fernanda. Oh, yeah. Nice to have a Latina on the panel tonight, a little... Latin sensation going on. It's great to mix it up. So I'm really glad that you decided to come out tonight. It's an honor and a pleasure. Fernanda.
Thank you, Steve.
Are you familiar with familiar with Nigger Christ?
No.
Nigger Christ, you're on with Fernanda.
I was Gucci.
No, I'm not familiar at all.
And I think we have Assert MacFags with us now. Is that Assert?
Bueno.
Hola.
Buena. Sabni.
Buenas tardes. ¿Cómo estás?
Bien, bien. Gracias. ¿Y tú?
Muy bien. Gracias. Awesome.
Come on, go ahead. Just keep talking, ladies. Not much longer. Just a little bit more.
That's about the scope that I know.
All right, that's cool. I'll just go back. I'm going to go back and get sample her singing that song. So I'll go back and just make a little loop of that clip there, and it'll be good.
Vince. You can do
what?
That.
Who?
Or. Huh?
What'd you say?
Huh?
Okay. Are you okay, Assert? Is everything all right?
No.
So what's on your mind tonight? Are you in? Wait, do I hear water lapping? Somebody in the tub right now?
No, I'm in a hotel room.
Oh, really?
Yeah, sorry. The internet might be shoddy, but, you know. I'm on the run from the fucking Federal Bureau of Prisons.
Oh, really?
No, not really.
I was ready for a story of intrigue and deception.
I know, right?
It's too bad. So what else is going on?
Not much. It sucks.
It sucks. Yeah, you're telling me. Totally
no, sucks. Well, no, it's been fantastic. Fantastic show, I think. I think Danny kind of stole the show like crazy.
Yeah, he's still here.
Priest is a little bitch. Terrible entrance, but I mean, it was fantastic at the same time, so.
Quiero destruir su vagina con un bolo.
Exactly.
Google Translate fail. All right. That's Danny. And Hammurabi, you're back.
I run my own Tor Darknet, dude. I run my own Tor Darknet.
Dude, great, bro. You just made her rage quit. Oh. She just hung up. She's totally rage quit my show.
Try to listen to...
Thanks a lot.
Well,
man.
Buddy, it's on her own Tor Darknet.
I'm sorry I ruined your mail order marriage.
Yeah. There is no deep web here. Only our deep web.
Wow, she just left. She up
my
and left.
My phone's about to die.
Nigga crush getting money like Madoff.
She hung up and left the chat room. She totally raged quit.
I'm about to die. I got to get off here, guys. My phone's dying.
Yeah, thanks a lot, dude. Appreciate that.
Yeah.
They swag,
right,
nigga.
No problem.
Is that Priest leaving?
Bye, Danny.
Priest already rage quit. He's gone. Everybody's gone.
So who's up?
Oh yeah, everybody.
Going on here.
We lost the Mexican. Nobody's name. Jesus.
Fernanda.
Yeah, I was gonna dox her for you on your show.
Christ. Huh?
Nothing. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, pretty pathetic. Dude.
Yes.
So that's just like a random person that listens to the show. Like how many random people? How many random
like? At least
random apples.
For Vince to bring her on.
Show.
And marry her. And give her, you know, citizenship.
Legal status? Yeah, I would totally. Yeah, she's cute. Are you kidding me? Hell yeah.
Pay some fucking
link. See her, Vince?
See how cute
just
that
is. You just flirted with her on the phone. You don't know if she's cute or not.
Well, I've seen her face on Twitter. She looks pretty cute.
Let's see it, Vince. Paste the link.
Yeah, post it.
I'm going a 3 to 5 at the highest. What are you putting?
Post that ass.
What? What are you even talking about, dude?
3 to 5 out of 10 on the look scale. I'm going to say she's a 3 to a 5.
Whatever,
dude. Don't talk about Vince's wife like that.
Yeah, please. Come on.
That's like
Vince can't
special.
Even pronounce her name, and that chick can't even remember her
name. Holy shit.
Yeah, yeah. Who's that caller? Who's that?
Yeah, what's going on?
Is that Priest?
No, it's not.
Yeah, just wondering, is this a contest to see how many people can talk at the same time?
I don't like this guy.
That's Joe Pritch. What's up?
Joe Pritch.
Got more hoes than a Home Depot.
Nigga Chris has more hoes. Joe Pritch is gay.
Joe Pritch is gay. Joe, is
no,
there,
really, Joe.
I'm just fucking with y'all. I'm just fucking around. I didn't mean to start no shit. I'm just fucking around. Y'all have a good night.
Oh, get the game over, Joe Pritch.
Yeah.
You just started some shit.
Off the internet.
Uh-oh.
Go dark.
Game over.
Everybody go dark.
I'm so pissed about everything.
Dude, hang on a second. You know what we need to do? We have to check the Jimmy scale. Were any Jimmys rustled during that call? Let's see. Any Jimmys rustled? Looking around? No. No Jimmys rustled. Sorry. 347-826-7667 is the number. Did you guys want to pick out a...
Hey, block Anonymous J.
Who?
The person's, like, posting links and
yeah, what is that? Researchers?
Doing some bullshit in your fucking nonsense chat room. I'm blowing the whistle.
Oh, On who? Who's
no link between racism and stupidity. There's only a link between Polacks and stupidity.
Vince, whistleblower or rice?
Who?
I'm anti-bully right now.
Uh-huh.
Whistleblower rights. I think you should ban Anonymous J.
Why? Why should I censor him? What is
because
he
he's dropping docs
because
in your room.
No way. Is he dropping docs? That's not
and said
cool.
The L word.
Not
like
allow personal information to be divulged. That's against policy.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Up anti-bully.
No, if you can point out an infraction, I'll be happy to mute anybody. But without an infraction, I can't really just, I'm just not going to.
It's malware, dude. Dude, I'm developing anti-malware stuff, and you're fucking telling me that this link is not malware. Like, are you kidding me?
All right, we finally have...
Docs, that's Anonymous 47. I just ran his IP.
2 minutes. 2 minutes for Porno Puppy. Porno Puppy using... the L word in the chat room and technically scrolling. Spyko.
Vince.
What?
What's wrong with the L word?
It's not needed about 95% of the time it's used.
But I mean, figuratively speaking, what's wrong with it?
It's passé.
No, I mean, like, honestly, what's wrong with it?
It's overused.
Oh, shit, my nigga Spyko helping me get the word out. We may be getting some pussy on here sooner than I thought.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's good news.
But I mean, like, literally, why is it a bad word to use?
Because it's overused. You will be getting 2 minutes for using it now. 2 minutes, answer at MacFags for using the L word.
Love.
Excuse me?
Lust.
Lust. Yeah, love. Love is the real L word we shall be paying attention to. Spyko is waiting in the wings. Spyko, if you want to come on, you got to press the number one, dude.
And brush your teeth. Brush those teeth, okay? Keep those chunks.
Wash your socks.
Wash your
socks.
Remember to scrub that tank. You know, that tank get fucking sweaty during them hot summer days.
I would actually like to recommend a particular shower head for that. There's a setting on it that I like to call the Taint Scrubber Deluxe. It basically focuses all the water into this goddamn laser beam of taint blasting goodness. If you've got problems with dingleberries, this is the shower head for you. It's fantastic. Want details, hit me up.
Damn.
I'll let you know all about the Taint Scrubber Deluxe.
It sounds like some fucking jets and luxury shit.
Yeah, I know, right? It's like, I mean, granted, you know, with Shaq's baby dick, there's probably not a lot of barnacles, but I'm pretty sure it knocked barnacles off a cock. Like, you can't just walk up on it like you're going to wash your dick under that stream of water. No, that's primarily just for knocking stink off balls and dingleberries off taint.
Okay, appreciate that, Hammurabi. 347-826-7667 is the number. And we have Asshurt back off of timeout. Welcome back, Asshurt. And we got 45 minutes to go here. Don't be shy, people. Yeah. Chime in. Thanks to... What?
Your timeouts aren't nearly as good as a spanking.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You want a spanking?
Of course I do.
You like it when I put you on timeout, don't you?
No. But I like spanking.
Oh.
Oh.
So, here we are. Thank God Joe Pritch is gone, right? What was that all about?
Who's Joe Pritch?
Exactly. 347-826-7667 is the number. Don't be shy. It's open lines. We're still waiting for Becalina to call in. Becalina is supposed to call in as well. Still waiting for that. I don't know if she's passed out, drunk, or what. or hell, the real Becca's 43 for that much. I mean, that would,
well,
that
I
would
mean,
be a...
Fight the power.
Fight the power, yeah. Totally. Three, four, seven, eight, two, six, seven, six, six, seven's the number. We got plenty of time to take your calls. Don't be shy. So Asshurt, do you have a friend with you staying with you in your hotel room, or is it just you alone?
Uh huh.
Oh, you have a friend there with you?
Uh huh.
Really? He is it? It's Chris?
No, I said of course.
Of course. Oh, it's a he, right?
Maybe.
Oh, is he asleep?
No.
No?
We're awake here.
Oh, right on. Is he listening to the show right now?
Of course.
Of course?
Everything, yeah. Everything's fucking hilarious.
I don't want to offend him at all. He knows this is just fun, right? Hello?
Who said it's the he?
You sound kind of distracted. Is he doing something to you?
Remember when you said, or I said, you should say biatches?
Yeah, biatches. Yeah, sure.
I said my asshole might tingle.
Okay.
Yeah.
347-826-7667 is the number. I got Hammurabi's code, Nigger Christ, Assert MacFags, and another caller. Go ahead, caller. You're unscreened. You're on the air. Who's this?
I'm not passed out drunk.
Oh, this must be Becca. Becca Lena, what's up? Becca Lena.
How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. I'm hanging in here. I've been looking forward to hearing from you. I'm glad you made it.
If you ever play that song again, Vince, oh my God, that was awful. Don't do that.
You didn't.
I had a chihuahua here that was just crying. It was that bad.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's a cute little video too. I should put that in the chat room.
No. Do you hate us?
No, I love you guys. I love everybody in my chat room.
Don't do that. No one wants that.
Aaron Priest, Dark Agent Dark Apple, Anonymous J, Assert MacFag, Speculina, Catty Idiot, Clown Face Killa, City of Flint in the house. What up, City of Flint? Danny Dantalian, Don't Crack Me Up, Furmill, Hammurabi's Code, Josh33, Klein, Ladies, something or other, LOL20, Norwack, Nigger Christ, Knickknack, Porno Puppy, Perf Pinata, Plus One. Hey, Plus One. We got a bunch of ladies in there. Shit Wizard, Spyco, The Real Beckus 43, XU Out, and Your Anus News. Oh, Anon Priest is in the house, too. Yeah, Priest called earlier. Let's see, who else do we have in the so what's up, Becalina? Are you wearing your bacon swimsuit?
Indeed. Always.
Bacon bra. So you cook up fresh bacon every
the
day?
The son cooks it.
So you take fresh slabs of bacon and put it over your body and lay in the sun. And that forms a bra every day. That's what you do?
Yeah. Indeed.
Impressive. That's impressive.
I'm dedicated to the bacon, Vince.
It's hot. I can't deny that, even being a member of Anti-Bacon Sec.
Yeah, we all know that's not true. You love the bacon.
I don't like the fetishizing of bacon as a meme on the internet, all right? It's not a thing against.
But you eat pork the bacon.
I do eat the bacon. I eat a lot of things. Yeah.
See? We'll pull you over to the dark side.
Okay. Not tonight, though. Not tonight. I just can't.
Are you fapping?
Yeah,
I'm
adjusting. Yeah, yeah. You know what? It's kind of a bad sign when you pick up your mouse to do your internet radio show, and you have to wipe off like the film of lotion. That's kind of a bad sign, I think.
You need tissues, Vince. You need some tissues.
Vince, you're socked.
What?
Vince, why is Danny a 23-year-old, 12-year-old? Explain that one in fucking logical terms for me, please.
Priest. Wait. 23-year-old, 12-year-old. Well, he's a 12-year-old with the mentality of a 23-year-old. That's what he's trying to say.
But do you think he's a 23-year-old, 12-year-old, or could that be worded a lot more succinctly in different ways, such as, go.
Maybe he's maybe you're supposed to subtract the numbers. Maybe he's an 11-year-old.
If he's an 11-year-old, then he's a part of the Illuminati. That makes sense.
How do you figure?
Illuminati.
Because 11 is the code number for the Illuminati. All 11s equal another 11 for an ecliptical side of the 420-degree day, which is the one and only.
That's great. That's
just
correct.
Too funny. 47's got his own little fucking beef deal going. He's taking a page out of Jester's book and posting pics of the back end to his fail bot. He's got no slaves, and it just looks terrible.
What are you talking about, man? What the hell are you talking about?
You don't really need to understand it, but she
yeah,
knows.
What are you talking about? 47?
Yeah, it's
no
47.
One, no one cares, dude. No one cares, bro. Sorry.
Oh,
I
God.
Need more whiskey.
So yeah, get another drink.
I know 47 is a doucher with fucking no life. And that's
why do you guys, what I don't get is why do you guys keep going at these people. It's obvious, like with basketball.
Because anxiety attacks Vince.
This is really, really funny, Vince.
Anxiety is fucking hilarious. It's
super
like,
funny.
But they're obviously attention whores, and this is like what they want. Like they feed
no,
off
no, no, no.
It kind of reminds me of Jamie Corn and Jamie Jo Corn or whatever her name was, and her boyfriend when they rage quit, but they went out in like a blaze of glory, like they were some Bonnie and Clyde internet, you know, fucking cyber warriors.
I don't know what you just said, little boy.
Okay, 347-826-7667 is the number. We got another caller unscreened. Who's this?
Hey Vince, how are you?
I'm hanging in there. How are you? Who's this?
I'm literally doing great. I was just trying to tell everybody to think outside the box, and if everybody's going tactical tonight, you know, when the rubber meets the road, it's a game shifter. And it's a win-win situation for everybody. Synergize, easy win, leverage on the earnings, bring our game, punch some holes in the wall, incentivize, low-hanging fruit, take it all to the new level, 360 thinking, hit the road, literally. 110%, 800-pound gorilla in the room. Donzo, I love you. Drink the Kool-Aid. Social networking, brute force, let's be honest, allow us for ourselves, roll up the sleeves, elevate a pitch, quick and dirty. Woo!
Ron Brin!
That was not Ron Brin. And in fact, I'm almost thinking about going back to calling him he whose name we shall not say.
Has he been harassing you ever since the show?
We're going to just call him. We're going to go back. We're going to revert. Yeah, thank you for reminding me. Okay. We are going to go back.
Oh, my God.
We are going to go back to calling him he whose
Ron
name we shall
Reinhardt.
Not say. No. He whose name we shall not say.
Ron Reinhardt.
Again, it's
Ron
he.
Reinhardt.
All right, that's it. I've had enough. All right. It's 2 minutes for saying he whose name we shall not say. Assert MacFax, 2 minutes for saying he whose name we shall not say. Right after I instituted that rule, she just blatantly went at it and violated it. How dare she? Oh God! Oh no! It's gonna start. I think it's starting. Spyko, are you there? Spyko, hello? Spyko, are you there? All right, I'm going to hang up on both
whoop,
of them.
Whoop, blow the whistle. Wow. Jesus Christ, Spyko. Can we have one show where you get brought on the first time and you just, like, play your song or brush your teeth or, Jesus, I don't even care. Say words.
I apologize, Becca.
It's 674-667-9827.
Me and my whiskey are fine, Vince.
Okay. Can I get you anything else? Are you comfortable?
I'm good.
Okay. Did you wear pants?
No. Say no.
The boy shorts.
Boy
shorts.
Go. Okay. Like boy shorts. Like
she says she doesn't have.
I'm not home. I'm house sitting.
Oh.
What am I talking about?
Oh, right. In quotations, house sitting. Is that what we're talking about?
I am.
Okay.
I'm
cool.
Really house-sitting.
Right.
How do you feel about face-sitting?
Do you
mustache rides?
You have to.
Only if they're free.
Yeah.
They're always free. Always.
I apologize, Becalina. Again, you know, I wish we had more of a broadcast to offer you while you're here, but this is kind
it's
of
been very entertaining.
Yeah, it started off with a bang. We had Priest and Danny. That was pretty.
Yeah, I don't understand that whole thing. How he could get so pissy?
Yeah, I kind of agree. I
mean,
it's probably
like because
it happened to one of his friends, and his friend is really butthurt, and
he
he's
should smack his friend upside the head and say, "You're an asshat." Seriously.
Yeah, I would do that too, but I don't know. He seems very empathetic. I don't know. You know, some of these kids on the internet, they're very fragile, very very fragile.
I understand that, but you know, if I gave my ATM card to somebody with my PIN and then got pissed off when they took all the money out of the bank, whose fault is that? Seriously.
It's the Jews that run the bank. It's their damn fault.
Yeah, it's the Jews. It's their fault. That's
of course.
That's what it comes down to. Okay. Welcome to the internet. I'm Vincent LeBay. Don't be shy. 347-826-7667. Jesus Christ, we still have a half an hour of this shit to go. Okay, here he is. I think this is Spyco. Spyco, are you back? Spyco, hello? Are you back? I mean, are you even here? Hello?
Blow the whistle.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not gonna actually blow the whistle, but I appreciate your enthusiasm, Spyco. Is there anything that's on your mind tonight? What's happening?
Oh man, oh fuck. Jesus Christ. All right. To do with the anxiety, just take drugs. Quit being a faggot. That's all I have to say.
Drugs do help. I can attest to that. Drugs.
Well, you know, Klonopin, heroin, many forms of downers will help you overcome these.
Indica, like for the cannabis people, if you smoke the indica variety of strain,
full fucking like a
shit.
You know, a trip. Full trip and take mushrooms with it. It totally helps your anxiety.
Oh my God. That's
fuck
Vince Indica. LeBay does not support any of the views or opinions expressed here. They are the individuals and the individuals only. They do not reflect the views and opinions of
official views.
Blog Talk Radio or the Blog Talk Radio's staff, sponsors, or supporters.
BTR loves mushrooms. BTR loves methylene dioxymethamphetamine.
Who needs indica? I head down to 6th Street. Them bitches suck my dicka.
What you know about that crack cocaine, son?
Yeah, dang, got that rock life up in here.
Shit. What y'all know about them rose hearts? About them Brilla pads. What y'all know about that shit, nigga? For real.
Yeah, moving bricks every day, nigga.
Every day, nigga. Every day. Vince, you ain't know about them little rose hearts? Come on now. The man blow the whistle. Alright. So. Green room, probably. Or you're just insane.
God damn. Okay, we're going to bring on Nick now. Nick is here. Nick, what's going on?
How y'all doing? I was just literally saying, you know, you guys got to do quick and dirty elevator pitch, roll up to my sleeves, analysis paralysis. Let's be honest, brute force, social networking, drink Kool-Aid, 800-pound gorilla, 110%, hit the ground running, 360, thinking, take it to a whole new level, literally. Low-hanging fruit, incentivize, put the hole in the wall, bring up our game, leverage earnings, easy win, synergize, win-win, paradigm shift, literally. Game changer when the rubber hits the road, literally, into the tactical list, think outside the box.
2 minutes for... Using the L word, Nick. Oh, shit. Assert, you're back.
Hey, Vince.
Hey, sorry. Your timeout was a little bit more than 2 minutes, but
I know, and I'm
seriously upset about it. I'm totally reporting you.
You're reporting me?
Yeah.
Recording me?
Reporting you.
Okay. It's hard to tell. You slur your words.
You slur your words.
No, you slur your words. I articulate perfectly.
No, you don't. Actually, no, you don't. But have you ever smoked crack with a CBS news van? I fucking doubt it.
Two minutes.
I'm humping the air right now.
Spyco. 2 minutes, Spyco, for soundboarding in a real annoying way. Although, I like that song.
Did you just blow the whistle on him blowing the whistle?
Yeah.
Vince, I'd like to blow the whistle on someone.
Who?
I'd like to blow the whistle on Danny.
Why? He's not doing anything. He's actually behaving for once in the chat room.
I'm going to blow the whistle on him for not blowing the whistle earlier on, blowing the whistle.
Blowing the whistle on not blowing the whistle technique.
I prop myself up against the wall just right. I can blow my own whistle.
I was waiting for that joke. I was waiting for it. Good one.
Well, I mean, if you ever put a kazoo in your ass and fucking take a squeeze, you never know what will come out. Could be something. Could be a fucking new Kulosh code.
Everybody close their eyes, and when you hear Acerit MacFags talk, picture her as a 12-year-old boy. Oh, it totally works. It so works.
But boobs.
That's what they mean by a 23-year-old, 12-year-old. That's what you are, Acerit. You're a 23-year-old, 12-year-old.
No, he said 26.
Whatever. Yeah, close enough.
Well, no, as long as I'm 11, because then I could be Illuminati illuminated.
Whatever.
No, it's important. These numbers are important in the universe. You know, it's all mathematics.
Okay.
The Fibonacci sequence led to the Bulls' victory in Game 2. Ergo, obviously, me being 11 at heart means that
the number 23.
Wait, damn it.
You know what I
yeah,
think it's time
exactly.
for? You know what I think it's time for?
Nate Robinson?
Nope. It's time for
Soundboard.
No, it's time for What the Fuck is Acerit MacFags Fucked Up On Tonight? That's right. We took a poll of over 9,000 listeners, and we got the top 10 answers on the board tonight as far as what is Acerit MacFags Fucked Up On Tonight. We're going to go around the panel here and get people to give their guesses. We're going to start with we'll start with Hammurabi's Code. Hammurabi's Code, there's top 10 answers on the board. What is Acerit MacFags Fucked Up On Tonight? Hammurabi's Code, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I mean, there's so many possible answers. I don't know how you narrow it down to just one.
That's why we polled 9,000 people, dude. We got the top 10. You got to just guess what these 9,000 people said.
Oh, I'm going to go with, I'd say she's drunk off the exuberation of death by anxiety.
Okay, let's your final answer.
Fuck yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's see what survey said. Nope.
Yep.
Nigger Christ, you're up next. Nigger
Those
Christ.
Don't know
what
the fuck
you think?
Talking about.
What okay, you're going hold too. Nigger Christ,
We polled over 9,000 listeners and top 10 answers on the board. What do you think Assert MacFags is fucked up on tonight?
I say she hopped up the way she acted. She hopped up on Amanda Bynes' pussy juice.
Good answer. Good answer.
Very close.
Let's see if it's up there. Survey said. Number five. Good one. Very good, nigger.
Nice. Christ.
Let's go. Becalina. Becalina, you're your guest. Top 10 answers on the board. Chris got number five.
Huffing spray paint again?
Huffing spray paint. Huffing spray paint.
I've never done that. So again,
Okay, but still, the people
okay,
that we
no, could, go ahead.
Survey said. sorry. Let's see. Let's go now to Spyco. Spyco, are you there?
Oh yeah. Oh
okay.
Yeah.
Close
He's
out
in
some,
He's cheating.
Bro.
Oh yeah.
We got the top 10 answers on the board.
Oh, yeah.
With over 9,000 listeners.
No.
And we asked them what they asked MacFags fucked up on the show off tonight, because she always calls in drunk off her ass. What do you think she's drinking tonight? Jerking off to the first one.
Shower Moses. Oh, yeah.
About fisting in the shower?
Oh, yeah.
Spyco, are you going to Spyco?
Oh.
I got more.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're on hold, dude. Jesus Christ. All right, let's try to see who this is. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air. Who's this? Hello, caller? Caller, you're on the air. You just called it. Your hand's up. Do I have to say your area code? Caller, you're calling out of the 810. You're on the air. Who's this?
Legion 47.
This is Legion 47? Wait, did you say it was Agent 47? Oh. Okay. Did you catch who that was? MacFags?
It was the Agent 47.
Agent 47.
Agent.
Agent. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. See, she's so fucked up. She slurs everything.
I understood her. So.
Okay. Let's
try. You're just a fucking idiot, Vince.
Thanks. Appreciate that. Okay, caller, you're on the air.
Yeah,
who's...
fuck you.
Caller, hi, you're on the air. Your blocked number, unscreened. Hello. Do I have to fucking take these people in the green room? We got tons of people on the line, and they just don't know how to say stuff.
All right, Vince, I'm like your best bet. How does that make you feel?
You're my what?
I'm your best bet for anything.
Best guest for anything. Yeah. Oh no, you're
best
you're,
bet. Best guest, best bet, anything.
Right.
No
yeah.
one else can even fucking talk on the fucking cell phone, let alone the computer.
Uh-huh.
And here you are lambasting me for being a little buzzed on, you know, plus one pussy juice. I'm sorry, but it's intoxicating, and I've just been enjoying it for fucking weeks now.
Oh, I understand. I wish you guys would have come out with more videos, though. All right, let's try another call. Let's see who this is. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air.
Hi, Vince.
Oh, Gonzo. What's going on, Gonzo?
What's happening, nigga? how are you?
I'm hanging in there, dude. We got 15 minutes to go. I got a loaded board. I got Hammurabi's Code, Nigger Cries, Assert MacFags, Becalina, Spyco, and now you.
Vince, please give me the phone number.
I got to take just a second, Vince, and say one thing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah? That would be my schmoop thing. I miss you.
No, that was terrible. You suck.
No. Oh, Jesus. Please.
Yeah,
why
pretty
doesn't
bad.
Pretty
bad, dude.
Seriously, Vince, can you go ahead and PM me 47's phone number, please?
No, I do not give out personal information. You got enough.
I miss Schmoop. What can I tell you? I miss Schmoop. I miss the personality. I miss the whole Jew bashing, nigger hating, oven easy bake thing. And you know, MacFags, you haven't exactly I'm still waiting for weave.tumblr.com or I looked at rabbite.tumblr.com and it's actually rabbite.tumblr.com is actually a furry blog. So I'm sure Andrew is rolling around on top of a big black cock concerned that weave.tumblr.com
was coming. Oh, you're a nigga.
Wait, no. Hold on. You reneged and said that raybite.tumblr.com. And then said,
sorry,
raybite.tumblr.com. So get your story straight if you want to fucking insult me.
I'm not insulting you.
No, you're trying to attack me via my phone.
I would never attack you.
I can see that. No, I can see what you're trying to do.
Your friend.
I can see what you're trying to do. You
see what
I
did there?
I understand. I see what you did. And it's cool.
No, you should see what I did there.
But it's cool.
In order for it to be internet cool, you would have to see what I did there. But I didn't actually do it. I didn't actually do it there. I actually put Tom Ryan on the shoulder of my white ninja, and Tom can see what you did there. I asked you.
Well, Tom's actually
Hold on.
Have you ever had beers? Have you ever taken Jägermeister with Tom Ryan IRL?
I will give you. I will.
Coolest thing in the world.
Yes, I've done Irish car bombs with
You've
Tom Ryan
done,
IRL.
You have never done Jägermeister.
Irish
have
car bombs with
Tom.
I have never done.
Have you done Irish car bombs with him?
I have never been to prom with Tom Ryan, but I've done Irish car bombs with Tom
white
Ryan.
White trash mimosas with Tom
have
Ryan.
Have you ever called Vince of the Bay from an 810 area code without hitting *67 or using Skype with a VPN? Maybe even transparently proxied that shit? No, you haven't.
Hammy, I have called from my 90210. I have so totally called with my 90210 area code to Vince in the Bay with a transparent proxy on an IP that I stole from my next door neighbor who just happens to be a level 7 Staten. Well, no, Tom.
Did you
Tom
use
Ryan's
I2P?
A level 7
if you didn't use I2P, I mean, you're just
playing. Really bad.
I am so far
really
ahead of the game.
Folks.
Hammy, I use I52P because my next door neighbor is a level 5 Thetan. What can I tell you? Level 5 Thetan, nigger.
Boobs just came up on.
Becalina, are you here?
I am here.
Okay, I put Hammy and Gonzo in the green room. It's just you and I now. Isn't it so much more relaxing now? Doesn't it feel...
I always find them entertaining.
Yeah, me too. But I listen
to them.
But after
2 hours, you're done?
I listen to them almost every night, and you never call in, so... I wanted to give you some airtime.
There's a first time for everything.
Yeah, no doubt.
And you still owe me a bacon-eating video.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I talked about doing a bacon-eating video. I can do that, no problem.
Yes, you promised for the Shorty Awards.
The Shorty Award, yeah. I promise, yeah, I need to, I'm not reneging on that. I haven't forgot. I'm going to do it.
You're right, you are.
I might surprise
you. You owed it to somebody else, too. I don't remember who.
Yeah, I forgot, too. But it doesn't matter. You're what matters.
Oh, of course.
Let's just forget about everybody else. Just forget about the doxing and the butthurt and all that shit.
And what would you like to discuss?
I don't know. World affairs. Finance. Sports.
Shit.
Oh, we could just spend the next 10 minutes insulting each other from insult. whatchamacallit? Insultgenerator.org. Whoa there, poop shanks. You need to shut your hyperactive crevice, you half-witted douche spigot.
Oh, I forgot to pull that up tonight. This thing is awesome.
It is pretty great. It's a great way to lose.
And you never said how Danny was the one to find it.
You deserve to get a horrid case of jock itch.
I think you paid to get this one put up here. I saw you on Monday, and oh, my God, I wanted to rape you in a heinous way.
I would never say that. Are you kidding me? I don't think rape is funny at all. Go fuck your wet towel, you cock. You know what would make me thrilled? If your roommate was destroyed by a Yeti. I don't even know what that means.
Yeah.
Some of these are stupid.
If you stop being a cum-drenched twat for one fucking minute, somebody might want to marry you.
You're a motherfucking hideous. You're motherfucking hideous, and you reek like dick cheese.
You are what you eat.
It looks like your junk caught fire and your sister tried to put it out with a grenade. That doesn't make sense.
Yeah,
I hope you get down and die. Some of these have major typos on them, too.
It's like S wrote them. Seriously. They just make no sense.
All right, let's take more calls. We got Assert here. We got Nigger Christ. We got Hammurabi. We got Spyco. That was very zen. Okay, let's take another call here. What caller? You're unscreened. You're on the air. Who's this?
Yeah, Vince. This is me. Vince?
That's you. Who's this?
Jesus. Well, this call is going out for Gonzo PhD.
Uh-huh.
They go tactical on your ass. Gonzo, thank you. Hashtag Gonzo comes first. I give zero fucks what these feds rat informers do. Never back down to that census. Fight for your right DDoS to become legal forms of protest. What the fuck did all my truth
Nick and
the
Fed
of former truth exist me on the gate skids nailed tonight? My account goes normal back tonight. Hashtag Gonzo PhD. We'll now deal with all the zeros. That's the man. Suki, why you're so crazy? You should stop stalking people and you raise your kids right. I told you, quick glance, thought the fag was attacking some IP. He thought hashtag truth is. Ghost dog, the way of samurai. Swift as the wind.
Great film.
Conquer as the fire.
Ew.
Winning.
347-826-7667 is the number. We got 5 minutes. 5 minutes.
Did you just play a vuvuzela?
No, I don't know what you're saying. What you're talking about. Okay, let's take another.
Pretty sure
another
Matt Fags knows vuvuzela.
Okay. Well,
see, that's all me coming from the soul, coming from the heart. way deep down, way in the center, way up in the base chakra. You know, give me the one, give me the two, give me the three fingers up the anus. Bam.
Oh, that was so hot. I just came.
God damn.
All over your mouth again?
Yeah. I have to wipe this down. Sorry, my bad. All right, let's take another call. Caller, you're on the air. Who's this?
Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, yeah.
Spyco, is that you?
Is it Spyco? Oh, does it fucking sound like Spyco? Oh, God.
You can shower in my
piss. Oh, shower.
I don't have time for this. Okay, caller. We have another caller on the line.
Hi, Vince.
Hey, Gonzo's back. What's going on, dude?
I have no fucking idea. What the fuck? Some clown shoes, motherfucker, pound sign, dollar sign, me, what the fuck, huh?
Oh, you're talking about Nick?
You got thrown in the green room.
I don't know. I am completely confused.
Why is everyone fighting?
Join the club.
I just want to know why everyone's fighting. Like, can we all just get along and, like, hang out and write fucking, you know, some Python code and, like, fucking figure out some cool-ass fucking annoying GitHub API that will disrupt developers and, like,
annoy
the shit out of them. Like, let's just get a hold of ourselves and do that.
Yes,
I did that yesterday, though.
MacFags, aim us at some URLs we can have each. That's what we need.
No.
Just cut and paste. Give us a paste bin of, like, the top 300 anti-everything URLs that we can have each. And we'll turn it into, like, this big, huge, cool op. And we can all, like, unmask, and I'll take off my, like, I'll completely
lull
take
sex,
off all my
sex,
Ralph Lauren.
No, there's no unmasking,
though.
Moldsec? What the hell are you talking about now, Spyco? He's completely lost.
Spyco has snorted.
Word on the street is Moldsec.
Who the fuck said that?
To beat Hacking Crew.
Who the fuck said that?
I give up. I just give up.
No, hold on.
Spyco, I am so heavy-aging. I am heavy-aging everything Spyco. I'm going to enter everything Spyco in the Google, and then I'm going to heavy-age all of it. And then I'm going to put a big paste bin out that says, Adderall.
Don't do it.
I'm pound Adderalling everything, Spyco. You are so done. We're gonna kill your tiny chats. We're gonna DDoS your tiny chats. We're taking over everything, Spyco.
Oh yeah.
I'm gonna get Banana Anonymous, and we're just gonna own everything.
Ring, 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 Anonymous.
Whoop.
Hey, yo, Niggas.
We're head leaving.
NC got an announcement to make.
Go ahead.
I'm proud to announce tomorrow, after months of waiting, my first ever mixtape, Rape Culture, is going to be dropping tomorrow at 8 p.m. Central Time.
Rape Culture.
RapeCulture.Havige.
It's dropping. The stock price for Rape Culture is dropping.
That too.
It's dropped.
I could see that. That sucks.
MacFags, really sucks. What is the best gluten-free website we can have each?
I don't know. You're gonna have to find
goddess.
Out. Oh my God! You guys won't shut up, will you? Let's just bring on everybody. Everybody, we got 60 seconds to go on the show, the live broadcast. I'm just gonna unmute instead of final thoughts. I'm just gonna unmute everybody.
Okay,
Gonzo,
eh?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, Gonzo.
Hey, Gonzo, hey, this
is your twat walk. Give a dog a bone.
I've never had a gluten-free bagel.
Trying to mute me again, bitch. You can't mute me.
Hey, Buckalina. Thanks for calling. I really appreciate it.
Anytime. It was fun.
Yeah, it was cool. I had a good time. I'm glad you made it.
I'll call in again.
Dang. You should. Hopefully I can catch you on a night where it's not so busy. We got a lot of people on the line right now.
You know what? As soon as Priest called in, I knew that was going to happen. That's why I was like, I'm just going to wait.
The switchboard is kind of lit up like a Christmas tree. I feel bad turning off the show, but we're done with the live broadcast, and I just can't take any more of this. So
yeah,
what?
I knew it was gonna be crazy as soon as I heard him talking about that.
Yeah. And what was kind of funny about it to me was the fact that it was old news to the show. We knew what he was talking about. Like, it wasn't. We already knew about the scenario from the other side of the story from Danny, like two nights ago.
Yeah, and when it happened, it really was. It was so funny because that guy really, he was like, "Come on, give me my password back, please, please."
Live on Twitter. That's.
Yeah.
That's enough humiliation right there. That's what I'm saying.
But to go to the hospital over it?
Yeah, that seems a little far-fetched. I don't know if I necessarily believe that, but okay.
No, and that's what totally killed them today when they were like, "You laughed." Danny was the only one laughing. Everybody was.
All right, let's do this. Let's try. Okay, we tried audio spaghetti. Let's try final thoughts. How about that? Hammurabi's Code. Final thoughts.
I thought it was pretty fucking awesome that Anon Stone somehow misinterpreted my backing of Danny in the whole using of said password to jack said account to come to me and DM and beg me to fucking hack Danny. I was more than happy to. I told him about, you know, jackback.py. Every hacker's got it in his arsenal. If you don't have that, you're not a real hacker. And if you do have that, you're probably full of shit because that's made up. Vuvuzela plus one's got some pretty crazy tits. Becalina, you sound pretty hot. Maybe we could bang?
Sure, I'll pencil you in.
All right, awesome. I like to get in there, you know, early in the day before things get real messy.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea. The earlier, the better.
Okay, so first appointment of the day. Don't be late.
How can
I'm
I be late? You're coming here.
Guy, you know, if you want me to just, like, shoot it over your shoulder and shit, I can. I'll
be a target.
That.
I'll have a target for you to aim at. Don't worry about it.
Is it going to be your mouth?
I'm not going to tell you. It's a surprise.
Ooh, surprises. I like surprises. All right, Vince, I'm going to go jack off. So
perfect. Perfect. Enjoy that.
I will.
Okay. Moving on. Asher at MacFags, final thoughts.
Hey, Vince.
Hey.
I just want to say what's up, first and foremost. I want to say good night, and I want to say that, you know, gluten-free pasta is actually really good for you, and you can get a lot of nutrients from it, and I think everyone should be gluten-free, so
so they can get along with me. And Merry Christmas. God bless. I hope everyone
job
dies
bless.
Overnight. Good night.
God bless. Thank you. Okay. Spyco, final thoughts. Spyco, final thoughts. Are you there? Which one do I have to
hey,
unmute?
Am I, hey, what's
yeah.
up?
Hey, Spyco, final thoughts.
I don't know who was on the line earlier, but that was fucking sick. All right? Fucking, I think it was that Ezekiel bastard masturbating on air. Jesus fucking Christ. You know what? I think he was fucking talented. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Then.
We're getting a really weird connection with you, Spike.
Oh, yeah. Keep talking.
Okay. Okay, thanks, Spike. Appreciate the final thoughts there. Gonzo PhD, final thoughts.
Good evening, Vince.
Good evening. Good evening.
This has been an incredible panel, full of some of the Internet's most intense intellectuals. I have never been more proud or more disturbed at the same time as to have shared the amount of space in the ether that I have shared with these individuals tonight. These people have made me proud, and at the same time, they have almost scared me to silence. They have been the best of the trolls and the worst of the feds. They have totally shown me that H.B. Gary is probably right. They've also taught me that, in fact, a giant V-plus is probably the way to go for the most of them. And I can't really ever apologize enough for all of the retards that are on social media. So thank you, Vince, for giving us this pedestal that we can stand on and scream, "We're retarded. Sue us," like you have. It's been awesome. I can't tell you enough. My IP is 127.0.0.1. I'd like to say thank you to Feminon and Legion Exploit for continuing to be two of the most retarded people that post on Twitter. And I'd like to invite them to come at me and dox me. And I'll be waiting patiently in a very small cardboard box full of lolcats for them to drop my paste bin so that I can laugh my ass off. And at the same time, I'd like to also thank Doxbin for hosting the identities of these retards that can't actually internet. Thanks, Vince.
No problemo. Appreciate the call, as always, Gonzo. Nigger Christ, final thoughts.
God damn, ain't nobody fucking with NC's Maserati. You know, I see these fucking little bird bitches flying up overhead like they fucking own the place, shitting on it. I think of my fucking gun go, bah, 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 brick wall.
Damn. I'm getting some feedback over there, dude. Hello? Who's that with the feedback? Just one, two. Hello, hello. All right. Thanks, Nigger Christ. Becalina, did you get your final thoughts in?
No, I just want to say thanks for having me on. It's been fun.
Thanks for being on.
Anytime.
All right. I hope I'll be again sometime soon.
I'll call in again. I promise.
All right. Thank you, Becalina. Appreciate it.
Bye.
Appreciate it. All right. Good night. And last but not least, we have a caller. Here's a caller right here. Caller, hello. Are you there?
Yeah.
Yeah, who's that?
I'm here. This is Clitty Idiot.
Clitty Idiot. Okay, Clitty
Look, you monstrously hideous piss drinker. You've got one fucking second before I hump your ear full of diarrhea. You hear? You're a twat waffle. thou venom, full gorge, foot licker, thou art a most notable coward, an infinite and endless liar, an hourly promise breaker, the owner of no one good quality, you porch monkey. I predict that a dickless dog fucking midget will fuck you to death with a claymore. I will ram you right in your unbeautiful bearded clam, you fucking fucked out. Your stepdad thinks you're a foolish cum sponge. Thou villainous, abominable misleader of youth. Look, you homely daddy, you've got one fucking minute before I lick your whore mouth full of ditch water. It's a laborious feeling to feel sorry for your hideous face. I want to ram you unconscious and feed your rectum relish until you die. Hey, and let me just end with this. I like to sit back and relax and think about you being shot.
But Vince, I love you. I do.
Oh, I thought you did a mic drop right there. That would have been
no.
Fucking badass. That was awesome. Thanks for summing it up so well there.
Oh, one more thing, though. You're a valueless weasel herder, and you may never find love.
Perfect. Appreciate it. It's time to for me to catch the Lowell's Chopper. The Lowell's Chopper's here. It's going to take me away to greener pastures. I'll be back sometime soon. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/Vince of the Bay. Peace out, everybody.
Thank you, very nice.